I get two of them.
Yeah, I like the question.
My wife only gets one. You only get one.
Yeah.
Has two sides.
Yeah.
Well, in the evening, when the animals get hungry and start to make noises, what time do you say it is?
No, ordinarily about 6 o'clock.
Well, do you have any special term for that time?
Feeding time.
Feeding time.
Yeah. And milking time. We ordinarily call it feeding time because we don't milk all of them, but we do feed all of them. We're supposed to, more or less.
Uh-huh.
Call it feeding time.
You sell your milk?
No.
Did you used to?
One time we sold some cream. We used to have a separator and we have a few cows.
How did you sell it? To neighbors? Or?
No, we sell it. They had a regular market. Uh-huh. We'd take it there once a week to the creamery and they'd test it there. But I soon learned it was a lot easier to let the calves do that milking business.
Yeah.
And then just about as much money in it, too.
Yeah, it's better to sell calves than it is to sell milk.
Yeah, boy, I learned that a long time ago.
Milk sours quicker.
Well, I don't know. We've got some away from the milk cow at home. We hadn't used a cow around here for several years. And I had a little grown cow that brought a calf. And she looked like she'd make a fine little milk cow. Well, I milked her a while with a calf. She just, in the wintertime, I was feeding her good. She'd give them some good milk. But along in the early spring, towards early summer, I sold that calf. Well, the cow was still giving a lot of milk. And I told my wife, I said, now we'll put this cow back up and go milk and save this milk bill.
Mm.
And that stuff wasn't fit to use, you know, eating that grass and stuff.
Yeah. I wish we hadn't used it.
But when we was feeding her good last winter, well, the milk was good, you know.
Uh-huh.
But when she had run out here and eating that grass and stuff, I couldn't use that stuff.
Ragweed?
Bitter, ragweed and everything else. And more bitterweed than anything else. That'll affect your milk worse than anything where you got bitterweed.
Huh.
And milk will be bitter. You ain't no way to get rid of it. I don't know how those dairies keeps it out of their milk like they do.
They must do an awfully good job.
They have some kind of a process they must put that milk to get rid of that bitterweed because it'll taste, if they eat our bitterweed, you'll taste it in the milk. They're sure doing a good job some way or other.
What would you call your cows to get them to come in from pasture?
Sook.
Another.
Sook, sook, sook.
Uh-huh.
They'll come out on you.
How about your calves?
Sook calf. Sook calf.
How about your horses?
Come here.
Whistle to them.
Whistle, yeah.
What would you call your pigs if you want to get them in?
Piggy, 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 piggy.
Uh-huh. And I guess you never called sheep, have you?
No, never have called them.
Just your sheep.
I don't know how they talk to them fellas.
I don't either. I don't know if they even do.
Yeah, I think they kind of just... I don't know. I've heard the old sheep men talk about talking to those sheep. Call them by their name, and they'd follow them.
They name their sheep, huh?
Yeah, they say they do.
Hmm. What do you call your chickens to get them to come in?
Chick, 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 chick. The chicken would possibly come in making any other kind of noise, and the matter of the thing is, he knows you're out there to feed.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the reason. They learn that, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But if you made any other kind of noise and fed the same way, well, they'd soon learn the other noise.
Mm-hmm.
Not that the chicken really knows if what you're saying, but he knows you're there to feed.
Yeah.
I think that's what...
It's like driving your pickup into the field and blowing the horn for the cows.
Yeah, sure.